Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
And that's what we do. This is the Positive Truth, bringing you that positive news. We do it all the time, every Monday and Wednesday. 10 positive news stories to brighten up your day. Tim, how are you doing?
I am doing well, sir. I'm sleepy, but I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. a break from homework, so I'm cool.
I hear that.
I have a lot of like in-depth long stories, so I think we should get into this so it won't be like a 30-minute podcast.
I'm with that. Let's go ahead and get it.
So I'm going to do my one quick one. Trinidad and Tobago has decriminalized homosexuality.
Yay, yay.
A judge ruled Thursday that the Caribbean nation's colonial-era laws banning gay sex are unconstitutional. So, yeah, good job.
Take that, world. Take that.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, man, I got a cool little video I'm sharing to the Facebook page right now, but it's basically about...
Hold on. What is this Facebook page, and where can I find out about it?
It's in the description down below, but it's at the Positive Podcast. If you have not checked out our page, you definitely should. We share stories and cool videos and, you know, the visual on Fridays and all that good stuff. But basically, it's about these retired doctors and nurses. They rent out this building that's owned by this church for $1. And what they do is they go in there and they help people. Anybody that's sick can come in free of charge, get checked out, even get prescriptions written for them. That's how, like, amazing this place is. It's in Pensacola. These people in here, like Dr. Alex said, you know, I just want to help people for as long as I possibly can. And me not getting paid is not an issue. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about that. And if you guys want to check out that video, it's on our Facebook page. Humankind Stories always does a wonderful job when they make these videos. So just want to give them a shout out as well.
So it's affordable healthcare, basically?
Exactly.
Speaking of that, I have my next positive news story comes from Milwaukee. Basically, the Milwaukee Fire Department had 62,763,000 calls the year before, and 7% of those came from the same 100 people. So they started a program that would help these people. And this is 2015, they had 62,000 calls. Whenever they instituted the program, it was just a program developed to help the people that need them the most, so they would have just quick, easy access. Their calls in 2016 fell by 56% and fell 62% by 2017.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they launched what they call a mobile integrated healthcare, and it's basically groups that go around and go to anyone that has anything they see as like extreme conditions, and they go and help them. They go talk to them all the time. Just like they do, like they're on basically rotating groups of 30 during 30-day periods, where they're basically, these people get 200 hours of managed care training, and they go help people, and it's stopped the basically unnecessary calls. So yeah, well, it's not that they're unnecessary. It stopped the frequent callers.
I mean, that's still pretty dope, though. I mean, that's a program that definitely needs to get emulated. Or emulated? Is that even copied?
Technically, I think that might be the same thing if you stretch it, Tim.
Yeah, I know, man. I was like, wait a minute here. Let me not say that because I'm not 100% sure. I'm a little sleepy. I apologize.
I'm trying to emulate your positivity, Tim.
Indubitably. Indubitably. Well, yeah, man, I think that's pretty dope. So. I'll go ahead and jump into one of mine real quick if you like.
Go for it.
For sure. Well, there's this cool dog story. It's really short, but basically this police officer was looking for this dog. I'm not sure exactly why. They didn't say exactly how long this dog was missing. But basically, he ran into this dog and he wanted to find out if it was the dog that he was looking for. So they decided to play this dog's favorite song, which is kind of funny. So they're playing this song and the dog starts howling to it. There's a video that I'm actually going to, of course, share to the Facebook page that you guys can check out. And I thought it was real cool, and I started laughing a little bit, but the dog ended up getting back to its owner. It says that the dog was missing for more than 3 months somewhere around here. I know it does, but I'm gonna send this video to the Facebook page so you guys can check it out if you guys want to get a smile like I did.
What song was it?
I don't know. It's some Israeli TV show theme song.
Oh, what? See, I don't have cable. Is this what's cool now? We went from reality TV to Israeli TV? It's probably an upgrade. Probably.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with you there.
See, now I'm going to go to the Facebook page. I want to hear this song.
Ha! Got him.
Well, Tim, do you like Girl Scout cookies?
I love Girl Scout cookies.
When was the last time you bought some?
Oh, man. Did I buy some this year? I know I had some. Maybe last year.
Okay. Would you let your daughter that's going to be here in, like, you know, a blink of the eye be in the
7
Girl Scouts?
Weeks? Absolutely. If that's what you wanted to do, for sure.
So everyone loves Girl Scouts. And there's a troop called Troop 6000. It's in New York City. What makes it so special is it's made up of 500 young women that are... Basically, it's made up of homeless children, and homeless is defined as you've been displaced in the past 3 to 6 months. So yeah, living in the shelter is kind of hard. Before they joined the Girl Scouts, there's talks of, I thought I was different than everyone else because they actually had a home or apartment. I was living in a shelter. So this group is just made entirely of homeless girls, and they started selling cookies. And all of the cookies go to helping these girls in their situation. And they've already sold 17,000 boxes.
Wow.
So
that's dope on so many different levels. That's a lot of boxes.
Yeah. I didn't think that's where you were going with this.
Well, I mean, that was like the last thing I heard. My bad. Pull it back together, Tim.
The troop was formed last July when New York City's mayor, Bill Bilasso, that was wrong, but you know, just gonna keep going.
Let's keep it pushing.
Announced an investment of more than $1 million to give at least 500 homeless women and girls aged 5 to 17 shelter across New York City. And since their first meeting, they had 17 girls. Now they have 291 members throughout 14 shelters across the city. And yeah, research has shown that, you know, young women involved with the Girl Scouts have a stronger sense of self and higher achievement levels in education. So yeah, I think it's awesome. Also, there is a link online where you can go buy from them.
Dude, that is dope. Are you gonna share that anywhere where we can see it?
Yes, but I'm just have to figure out how to do it. Yes, I'll post it. I'll post it on the Facebook page. I got you, Tim.
Yay! I mean, cool.
Great acting there, Tim. Great acting. I was just totally convinced there.
My bad. All right, so, man, I can't beat that because that story is pretty dope. But I do have this Brazilian fast food employee. He was actually recorded, like, in Salvador, Brazil, feeding a customer that has a disability, and basically just a bystander was chilling at the mall eating some food and saw it and was like, yo, I have to, like, record this a little bit because I think this is amazing. They share it to the Facebook page, and it's just sent out there to give this guy, you know, like, let everybody know there's, like, sweet people out there in the world that are willing to do things like this, and I thought it was pretty awesome, so I'm going to share it to the Facebook page again as well. I do have a lot of videos today, JP. I do apologize.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. See, a lot of people are mad at social media because it's all negativity. It's all people just in their own little worlds attacking people. You go on the Positive Truths Facebook page, it's nothing but positivity.
Absolutely.
Make sure you give us a little like there. like, share, subscribe, like our Facebook page. Helps us out wonderfully. Wonderfully. Yeah, I just messed up again, Tim. It's okay, though. We're going to keep pushing. But yeah,
what do you got for us?
That is awesome. How did you find a... We're not very good with stories that aren't in English. How did you find this?
Man, so, like, you know, I go to, like, a few different websites to look for these stories, and one of these websites always has these random videos, and, you know, I'm definitely prone to pick those.
I average a video once every 6 months. It's all good, though. It's all we work, Tim.
Tú sabes.
Speaking of this, I read this article that I think you would enjoy. It's about a man. His name is Tim Don, and he's running in the Boston Marathon.
Nice.
But here's the thing, he's a Ironman runner, and he gets paid to do Ironmans. He does the Ironman triathlon. Do you know what that is, Tim?
Yes, sir. Run a marathon, swim an X amount of miles, and then bike some more too. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or swim, bike, and then run.
So he's been doing triathlons, getting paid for it for 2 decades.
Wow.
So he started, I think, 1994. And by 2014, he upgraded to an Ironman, which is a grueling race of 112-mile bike ride. That's awful. A 2.4-mile swim and a marathon on foot. And he was really good. He won 5 of 6 races on May 28th. He was going to do the Ironman Brazil to beat the world record. Or he did do it. And he beat the world record for Ironman branded race by 4 minutes, Tim.
Wow.
But that's not the positive part of the story. So three months ago. I don't know why I said a year ago. He had a little change in his plans. He was biking, he was training, got hit by a car, and basically crushed his vertebrae, right? So he had 3 options. He could get them fused together, but it was to end his running career. There was another option, but he would never be the same. Or they said you could do option number 3, which is, I'm just gonna say it, it's pretty awful. What they do is they screw bolts into your forehead, like in the front and the back of your head, so it holds your spine together, and they put this, like, it's like a round brace, and they connect it to your shoulders, right? Mm-hmm. But if it says 3 months of torture, because he had a broken C2 vertebrae and a hangman's fracture. He said it's basically what happens if you death by hanging. That's what happened to his neck. And so the halo, the doctor says, is like a medieval torture device. But if you do it, you have no limitations in the long run. So it's titanium pins, screw them, it's at the front and the back of your head. Attached into metal bars, you wear it for 3 months, you can't take it off. So no pillows, nothing. Have to sit straight up. They got ooze coming out of your forehead. And so he took that. And so for a month, he said he could barely move. He was unable to sleep for more than 90 minutes at a time. His entire right side was black and bruised from swelling. Blood drained to his ankles. And through all of that, Tim, through all of that, a month into it, he started training for the Boston Marathon, and he's going to run in it.
Dude, I hope he, like, runs some amazing time. I really do.
Yeah.
I hope he's, like, well under 3 hours. Oh, this dude's a beast.
So he basically broke his neck, and now he's going to come back and run in it. I think he's only, like, a week or two away from taking it off, and then he should be completely fine after that.
I mean, the Boston Marathon's like tomorrow. Well, today.
There you go, Tim. Good job.
Edit that out, man. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so, man, that's still amazing, though, man.
So, yeah, you can do anything. You can do anything.
He makes me, like, upset at myself for, like, making up excuses not to run. Like, oh, my head hurts. That's not an excuse anymore.
Yeah, he said he's 35. He said he doesn't have many left. He doesn't want to get a real job. So he's doing this. He said he hasn't been able to swim, but he's been painstakingly using an exercise bike, but he can't lean forward to overload on his neck. But yeah, he's trained enough to run.
That's wild.
A week before the marathon, he was training. He was doing 20 hours of training a week. He said, usually I do 30, so I feel out of shape. So yeah, if you're watching the Boston Marathon, go root for Tim Don. Great story.
Absolutely. And also, go root for Peter Murray. My assistant coach is actually running in it as well, man.
Is this the assistant coach that wanted you to run to Grant, the Capitol, and back?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Shout out to both of them.
Do sabes.
So it's the day that's coming. This is coming out, Tim, Monday?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Well, check that out. We got a lot of running supporters that listen to this podcast. And good luck to anyone running the Boston Marathon. I'm glad I'm not you.
Absolutely.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, man, I actually have these Irish firefighters. So they got called out to go save somebody. Apparently, somebody saw somebody drowning at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And they go out. The sun's down. It's real dark. They can't see anything. And one of the firefighters saw this woman like go up and then go back down and go up and then go back down in the water. And it was really dark. So what they decided to do, they rode over there, turned off the engine because they were in those like float boats. I don't know exactly what they're called. I'm just going to call it a float boat.
You can tell we're in Oklahoma.
Oh, man, true story. So they're in this like little floaty boat thing. I don't know, man. So they turned it off. And what they're not supposed to do is jump in the water because obviously if they go into the water, somebody's trying to drown, they could drag them down under. But one of the firefighters said, you know what? It was a judgment call and I had to do what I had to do. I felt like that's what needed to happen. So he jumped in, grabbed her, swam to the boat. They ended up saving this woman's life. And it all happened at 4:30 in the morning where there was no sun. And I definitely wanted to talk about it because I know we don't talk about a lot of first responders on here. And I thought it was pretty dope all the way from Ireland.
Who saw this at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Man, apparently there was like a reporter that went out with them, that I guess. I'm not too sure, but there's a pretty dope picture of them like in the water. But that's all I got. No video there. I'm sorry, guys.
So somebody saw someone randomly drowning at 4 a.m.?
I'm assuming the
first alert team got there in time to save them?
I'm assuming it was like a fisherman or something. Like that's the only thing I could think of. Maybe they were like, oh, some people are over there on this boat. That doesn't look too safe, so let me call it in.
Yeah, but think about how fast they had to get there to save them from drowning.
I mean, they're first responders for a reason.
Yeah, take that, JP. I'm just saying, whenever... younger days, you know, you get older, you don't have time to do spontaneous fun stuff as much anymore. Me and my friends used to go down to Hurricane Harbor and we would swim back and forth on the wave pool in right. Dallas while the waves were going, and we would do it like once and we'd be like, think I'm about to die.
Wave pool's no joke, man.
So they had to have been there quick to save them. So yeah, great job.
What else you got for us, man?
So I have a story of, I mean, social media doing positive things. So there's a guy, I'm not going to like put his Twitter handle out there, but he said, today I learned that my cousin's 11-year-old daughter somehow had downloaded the Washington Post app without my cousin's knowledge at the age of 9 and had been a loyal reader for the last 2 years. When people ask what she wants to be when she grows up, my cousin says her 11-year-old daughter tells them she wants to study journalism and work for the Washington Post. It's apparently the most specific answer in her class. So the Washington Post responds, please tell her she has an open invite to spend the day with us, and we're all very excited to work for her someday. And then she came April 11th, and they toured her around the facility.
What?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Oh, that's so dope. Do you have is there like an article you can share to the Facebook page that I could check out? Because I would definitely like to read about that.
It's on the Twitter.
Ha! I do have a Twitter now, so I could check that out.
So, yeah.
Man, that's super dope.
Also, it's not really an article. It's just tweets screenshotted. You know how Twitter is?
Oh, yeah. Touche. I saw pretty much I got the story. All right, let me sit down.
Just letting man, you know,
yeah, no, for sure. That's pretty dope, though, man. I think it's awesome. I like the Washington Post quite a bit. So the fact that, you know, when she was seven and she downloaded it when she was seven and then at 9 years old she got to go tour it, that's pretty awesome. I'm pretty sure she's inspired to go work there one day for sure.
Absolutely. What's your last positive news story, Tim?
Oh, man, my last one is about a young mother. She basically has to go in the surgery because she has this rare brain disorder, and basically it's like starting to shut down the rest of her body. And she's 33 years old, she's from Ireland, and she needed to raise $120,000. So basically one of her friends told her, you should start a GoFundMe, which she did. Her friend shared it on social media, and a group called EDS, which is a group of inherited disorders that mostly affects the skin, that's what the disorder is that she has. There was a group of people that basically knew about it, and they decided to donate half of the money that she needed for the surgery. All she needed was, I think, 20% for her to actually go into surgery. So now she's able to go into surgery and then worry about paying the rest later on. But her GoFundMe is still out there, and people are still sending in money. And actually, within the last 24 hours, the whole $120,000 has been raised. So shout out to her. She gets to go under the surgery, and she's stress-free, and she gets to be with her son a little bit longer. Absolutely is wonderful.
Hopefully we have a follow-up with her being okay. Yeah, that would absolutely be the best follow-up.
most definitely. I can definitely check that out. Hopefully next time I'll have a follow-up for everybody.
So yeah, I think we're out of news stories, Tim.
Yes, we are, sir.
We will be back on Wednesday with more. And then we got some cool things coming up. Some really cool things coming up. And a couple more changes. And a live show.
A lot's happening on The Positive Truth.
A lot of interviews coming. On Friday, we're talking about believing in the people around you. Last Friday, we talked about believing in yourself. A little positivity boost, because we believe in you out there. And yeah, we believe in the world around us. It's a great time to be alive, Tim.
Tú sabes.
Do you have a quote?
Yes, sir.
I was going to use this Barkley quote I just heard.
Well, I'm gonna finish it with this, and I'll let you use your Barkley quote because I know you do. Nurture your mind with great thoughts, for you will never go any higher than you think. Benjamin Disraeli.
See, that works with my Barkley quote. So he was doing a little breakdown of halftime of the Rockets and Timberwolves, and he said, all football players are stupid except the offensive linemen. And I was just like, come on, Chuck. That is so ridiculous. Of all the people to pick, too.
I apologize, guys. I apologize.
Yeah. I think, I'm pretty sure Barkley was joking. Either way, he's a national treasure.
And on that note, JP,
we're out.
Stay positive.